The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this." And he said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord.
In the sight of the angels, I will sing your praises, Lord. In the sight of the angels, we will sing your praises, Lord. It's what happens every Mass. It's what happens every time we come to the holy sacrifice of the Mass. For in the words of St. Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, "Walk by faith and not by sight." So every Mass, heaven is opened up. Heaven is opened up, and heaven and earth meet on this altar. We're blessed this evening. We have 8 first communicants that will be receiving Jesus for the first time. In what looks like bread or tastes like bread, everything in our senses and our touch would tell us that it's bread. But our faith and the sight of our faith that comes from our heart, faith being a gift, a gratuitous gift from God, we say, "No, amen, it is true, it is Jesus." And these little ones come up and make an act of faith, for this night they walk by faith and not by sight, and they say, "Amen, it is true." That doesn't mean we know everything. That just means that we believe. We believe because God said it happens, and so it happens. We walk by faith, not by sight. This weekend, we celebrate the feast of our patron, Saint Gabriel the Archangel. And not only Saint Gabriel the Archangel, along with him, Saints Michael and Saint Raphael, the 3 archangels. God sends his angels, messengers to us, to help us. To help us walk by faith and not by sight. And these angels of God accompany us on our journey. Here at Mass, angels are ascending and descending on the Son of Man, the Son of God. Jesus told Nathanael in the reading at the end, he says, the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. You will see heaven opened up and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. Do the eyes of my heart see this? Do the eyes of the gift of my faith see this? Father, where is the Son of Man? Where is the Son of God? Right here. Right here speaking to us in the living word. Speaking to us, speaking to our hearts, meeting us where we are. As he saw Nathanael coming towards him, he saw each one of us coming in here. He saw us, and not only did he see us, here, maybe not under a fig tree. We don't have a lot of fig trees in Charlotte. But he saw us, as the word of God says in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. A prophet to the nations, I appointed you. I saw you there. And he sees us there, and he also sees us beyond here into eternity. He sees it all from the mountain of eternity. So these angels are ascending and descending here, the living word of God speaking to us. The angels are ascending and descending Jesus here in the tabernacle. They will be ascending and ascending at the words of consecration, because this roof is ripped off, heaven is opened wide, and Mass here in Charlotte, North Carolina, at St. Gabriel's Catholic Church, is not just an isolated event at this Mass. It's a participation in the heavenly liturgy. We go beyond the physical reality before us, and we enter into a mystery of faith. Why? How? Because we walk by faith and not by sight. Angels, my brothers and sisters in Christ, are pure spirits. Sometimes people say, well, hey, so-and-so passed away, and now he or she is an angel. That's not possible. We are human beings. We are corporal beings, which means we have bodies. We have bodies and souls. When we, the Lord, calls us home to him, which he will do, we have two certainties in life. One, that we have life. And the second, we will go towards eternal life. He will call us once to home, and when that happens, our souls will be separated from our body and will go before this judgment seat that was read in the first reading. What it's going to be like, I don't know, but it's going to be something that's absolutely going to blow us away. Incredible. The glory and the power and the magnificence of God. As we think of St. Michael, his name is who is like God. That's what Michael means. Who is like God? Who can compare with God? And we will go before this judgment seat in our soul, without our body. And then at the end of time, our body will be resurrected. We don't fear this moment as Christians, as followers of Jesus Christ. We look for this moment. Maybe, just maybe, Nathanael under the fig tree was praying about that, thinking about that, hoping for that. When Jesus said, I saw you under the fig tree. Maybe he said, give me a sign, God. Put the Messiah right in front of me. Have him say he knows me. Angels are pure spirit, and they are here with us now. They are here with us now. You may say, where, Father? We all have a guardian angel, and all our guardian angels are here. Each and every one of us have a guardian angel. They're here. Where are they? I don't know. Mine could be right here saying, homily's too long. Cut it. Sit down. I mean, good. Yours could be sitting, I don't know, kind of floating up there or over there. They're pure spirits. All that sounds kind of funny, Father. Well, let me tell you a story. When I was in the seminary, there was this one seminarian who was from Europe. He was nobility, meaning a small country in Europe. His mom and dad were literally the king and queen of that country. No joke. So they had connections. And they knew this one religious who supposedly had the capability to see guardian angels. And I was like, come on, man. He goes, no. Supposedly this person has the capability to see guardian angels. So he had finished his week-long spiritual exercises, silent retreat, where he gets his plan for the year, went home for a dinner with his family, sat there, and he was watching the religious the whole time. And he's thinking his head, he's acting normal, but he was dying to ask him, can you really see angels? But he didn't. They finished the dinner, and the religious was getting ready to leave the house, and he goes, I got to ask you a question. So the religious humbly looked up at him and says, what's your question? He goes, come on, is it really true? Can you really see guardian angels? And his mom was like, you shouldn't ask that. It's just a family there. He said, no, no, no. Can you really see guardian angels? And very humbly, people who have those type of gifts do not parade them around. They don't parade them around because they can ultimately become a cross. But he looked at him and he says, yes. So then he got curious and he goes, really? You mean you can see guardian angels? They're pure spirits, but you can see them because when we look at the Old Testament, right? We looked at Mary Magdalene, right? When she went to the empty tomb and it says, why are you looking for the living among the dead? They were angels, in different accounts of angels, so they can take on what appears to be like a corporal body, but they're pure spirit. They're messengers of God. They have a message. And so he says, you can see can you see my guardian angel? And he says, yes. And then he goes a step further and he goes, really, you can see my guardian angel? He goes, yes. He goes, where is he? Where is he? So then the religious brother pointed to the back corner of the room. And he goes, back there? Really? He's back there. What's he doing? He's just sitting back there. So then he took it another step further and he had to press and he goes, all right, what has he got to say about me? So the religious said, oh, I don't do that. And he kind of was really humble and he's like, no, I don't go there. And he goes, no. I mean, if you can see him, if he's sitting back there, what has he got to say about me? So the religious looked up, looked over his shoulder to the back of the room, and he says, you are lazy. And you need to work on 1, 2, and 3, which were the 3 points from his retreat who he had discussed with nobody else but his spiritual director in there, and the guy nailed it. He said, you're lazy, and you need to work on 1, 2, and 3. And he was like, oh, okay, all right, he's back there. Here's the thing, our angels know us, our angels accompany us, and they're messengers of God, they're servants of God, and they have a mission. And that's to bring us to the light of Christ, to aid us in our journey. They're our best friends. They're here to help you. Your guardian angel, if you haven't asked your guardian angel their name, when you go to bed at night, just ask your guardian angel to tell you their name and you'll wake up in the morning, don't hold me this, but supposedly it works, and you'll know the name. My guardian angel's name's Faithful because my guardian angel's always been faithful. So I call my guardian angel Faithful. Guardian angels aren't like men and women or whatever. They're pure spirits. They're angels. They're messengers of God. So mine is Faithful. Here's what the Catechism of the Catholic Church tells us about angels. Beside each believer stands an angel as protector and shepherd, leading him or her to life. To life. There's the three archangels. Michael, who asked the question in Revelation, who is like God? He's the one who defends us in battle. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. There was a battle. Revelation talks about it. There was a battle. And Michael the archangel came as the defender, as the protector in that battle. And there was an angel. His name was Lucifer. He was one of the brightest of all angels. Lucifer meaning light. And he wanted to be God. And the battle commenced. And so Lucifer, the father of lies, Satan, the devil, and his spirits. There are battles going on right now. Saint Michael is fighting for us. Our guardian angels are here for us. They're here to protect us. All you got to do is look around the world. Look around and see the influences of different things that are impacting people to do things that are not at all leading people to what is true, good, and beautiful. Michael, who is like God? Gabriel, the strength of God. That's what Gabriel means. Gabriel comes to us that we may have the strength of God to walk by faith and not by sight. And Raphael, the archangel, physician of God. The messenger comes to heal us, to provide the healing to our heart. Jesus sees us. Jesus calls us. You and me, whether it's our first Holy Communion or we've been however many years in the church, whether we're a senior or a youth, whether we're married or we're single, whether we're a priest or a religious, Jesus calls us to true discipleship. He calls us to true discipleship, and our guardian angels come to help us so that we may too, as God looks at us, he may say, here's a true disciple of mine. There is no duplicity in him or in her. Duplicity means come, profess the faith, say everything, and then go out and not live as if you profess the faith. Duplicity would be sin. And for us to say, okay, we have an answer to that, because look at the apostles, look at the disciples, they all sin, they all, except John, ran away from the cross at the end. And Jesus comes to meet them where they are. And their angels do not abandon them, but they seek them out to help them walk by faith and not by sight. On this feast of Saint Gabriel, when maybe in the past, and I know it pains the whole parish, it pains me, we had great festivities. We had great food. We had great fellowship and parties and all that stuff. All that, as good as it is nowhere as good as coming and being in the presence of the Lord and to witness as we walk by faith and not by sight, angels ascending and descending, accompanying us, walking with us, challenging us, bringing us the message we need so that they can guide us, shepherd us, and lead us to the fullness of life, the fullness of life that is Jesus Christ. Amen.